what is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Valentine's Day at McDonald's with caviar.
Ooh, prepare yourself. The fast food chain is offering customers McNugget caviar kits for Valentine's Day.
Every single kit includes a 1-ounce tin of caviar, a $25 McDonald's gift card, creme fraiche, and a mother of pearl caviar spoon.
But get this, it's all on McDonald's, meaning it's free for you. The McNugget caviar kits are available for a limited time, online only, beginning February 10th.
The kits drop at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, Tuesday the 10th.
Online only. Okay. So you can't go through the drive-thru on Valentine's Day with your sweetheart and get the McDonald's McNugget Caviar Valentine's Day kit.
Where was that from, that audio?
I don't know. It was weird, though, wasn't it?
It was a commercial. I mean, it was just a commercial. Huh.
That's one of your better stunt foods right there. McNugget caviar for Valentine's Day. And I assume everyone who would do that would be doing it ironically. Nobody's going to be doing it sincerely. Yes, Katie.
Oh, no, that audio was a report from a local news station in Milwaukee.
Hmm. Speaking of news.
Probably laid off all their reporters and don't have any actual news.
Well, right. Speaking of news and that sort of thing, the Washington Post is in the midst of, as we speak, a video call in which they are laying off hundreds of people, hundreds. Bezos announced to the Washington Post employees, everybody stay home today, log into the video thingy, Zoom call, and then they're laying, you know, if you work for a big company, you've probably been through one of these, or two, or eight, in the last several years, and they're laying off 300 plus so far. New York Times has got an article about it. They're probably fairly gleeful that one of their top competitors is taking it in the shorts. Or actually, maybe they're not. They're probably not happy that newspapers are dying.
Mixed blessing, for sure.
Yeah, and points out that the Washington Post, for instance, readership has halved in the last couple of years.
Duh-oh.
And this is not good. I know how y'all, a lot of y'all hate, you know, a lot of these left-leaning big news organizations, and I understand why. They've earned it. But, man, any of your big, we all read them, try to hold them to some sort of standard news outlets, them all going away, and everybody just having their own favorite people they follow on Twitter or Instagram or TikTok who are spouting crap all the time. We cannot. Honestly, I'm not even exaggerating. We cannot function as a society like that. It won't
Correct.
Work.
I agree
it's
with everything you
now.
Said. I agree with everything you said 5 years ago. What you need to do is accept that horse has left the barn. Those big organizations lost their trust years ago. They're not to
they
be trusted.
It.
They're terrible. They earned it. They flushed their credibility down the toilet, and it's gone. You still feel like they could grab it back. I am less optimistic.
You're right. You're probably right. First of all, you got to be, I don't know what age, to even ever think about the New York Times or the Washington Post or Face the Nation or any of those heritage, big, important media sites. Because if you're under 30, you've never even heard of these things. And if you have, you've never checked them out. You certainly aren't checking them out on a regular basis. So you're probably right.
Speaking of the WAPO, this is great from Nellie Bowles in the Free Press. She mentions that the Washington Post casually refers to the free, quote, the Free Press, a conservative opinion website that CBS's parent company bought. A conservative opinion site? She says, I pointed out only because the Washington Post is expecting massive layoffs in the coming weeks after their businesses have gone well, tits up, as she puts it. What I'd like to propose is that these two things are related. The Free Press is the most right-wing publication a Washington Post reporter can conjure in their minds. A spectrum of politics for the WAPO staffer goes from Bernie Sanders, left, to Zoran Mamdani, center-left, to AOC, center-right. And then the Free Press, conservative, and she makes a couple of jokes. How accurately can the Washington Post reporters describe news and events in America if this is the political spectrum they see? Who are they serving with this exactly? It's a good point. And then she points out to these Slack conversations or whatever it is between Washington Post staffers. And I'm going to quote some of them. Per former colleagues in a Zoom meeting today, Post foreign staff was told by editors that up to half the newsroom will be cut. Someone responded, sickening. Bezos could fund the Post out of his own pocket into infinity. Why won't he? And this editor, Paul Farhi, agreed. Great question. We've all asked ourselves that many times. So they don't even desire to be in a sustainable business. They find it offensive. They want infinity subsidies. Truly odd. Bless their hearts. She writes.
Well, a lot of my favorite publications, though, and your favorite publications, I don't know that people are aware of this. A lot of your political, they're now websites, but they used to be magazines. They've always relied on like donations and practically charity to stay alive because they've been
foundation
so,
support.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They've always been so niche. So I guess that's what they see as the Washington Post being, to a certain extent. There just might not be a model. New York Times has kind of cracked the code with a whole bunch of other stuff that they've added in to keep eyeballs around, but, like, nobody else has. Mm-hmm. And there just might not be a model for being able to hire reporters that do the very expensive job of, you know, going to a town, staying in a hotel, you know, digging up information, writing a story about it over weeks. It just might not work money-wise.
Right. You need a lower common denominator than would go to, say, the National Review or the Dispatch or whatever, or the Free Press, although they're doing pretty well. Yeah, which means crap, because the lowest common denominator wants crap. They don't want carefully researched articles on how AI might disrupt the economy.
Which is, there's a new book out about Tucker Carlson that's getting some attention about his career and how he ended up where he is. And part of how he ended up where he is, because he's a super, super smart guy, is he just realized all the money is in salacious headlines and clicks. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, good, solid journalism. Nobody clicks on the good, solid journalism that you took weeks to put together. The article that somebody threw together from their laptop in their car with one quote from somebody online,
right. Yeah,
it's going to get 10 times as many clicks, and it's just a fact.
Yeah, the echo chamber, the commentariat will talk about these articles a lot, but the sheer number of clicks and advertising dollars attached to them are not much at all.
But to the earning their demise, I mentioned this yesterday, but I'll mention it again because it's just too good. The media critic for the Washington Post wrote on Monday, after the Grammys.
Oh, right.
Politics are often treated like radioactive material on Grammys night. This is pop music critic Chris Richards writing in the Washington Post. Guy makes a living writing this sort of stuff for one of your major publications. He might have gotten fired an hour ago. Probably did. Politics are often treated like radioactive material on Grammy night, but on Sunday, something changed. The world outside had finally become too loud to ignore. That's the Washington Post claiming that they keep politics out of awards shows, except for in this case, where it was just too big to ignore what's going on in Minneapolis.
So they broke the long-standing tradition and actually mentioned politics at an awards show.
No one is illegal on stolen land.
Who's reading that and not laughing out loud? I mean, seriously.
Right. Back to Nellie Bowles' question. Somebody that twisted in their view of reality, who are they serving?
I don't know.
And how are they serving them?
That is funny.
So what,
just quickly, why do you think Jeff Bezos doesn't just go ahead and fund the Washington Post doing what it's doing?
I think he was curious to see whether he could crack the code, as you said, like the New York Times had, and still supply quality journalism in the nation's capital. He probably believed, yes, we can do that, and we can be self-sustaining, or at least not need much subsidizing. It's difficult. I just had a conversation about this with a loved one. Changing the culture of an organization is a slow and painful pursuit, whether it's a football team or a musical organization or a big newspaper. I mean, heads have got to roll. There will be tears and weeping and cardboard boxes and accusations and counter-accusations, and it might not work. Ask anybody who's ever tried to, I can actually name a couple of really, really good NFL coaches who've gone to crappy franchises and failed to be able to turn the culture around. Hard to do. Anyway,
And you're not obligated to, just because you got the money, prop up a failing business model with your own cash.
Right. I think everybody who starts any business thinks, all right, we'll give it this amount of time, this amount of money, and if it's not working, we're not going to throw good money after bad. It's just not a good idea. Anyway, a word from our friends at Rough Greens. This is a good idea for your dog. Add Rough Greens to your dog's food. Don't change your food, their food. Add Rough Greens that has all sorts of great nutritional benefits, especially as your dog's age.
Yeah, this is an interesting idea, and I think the first thing that gets your attention if you got a pet is a new dog food. I'm not going to do that, and that's why it's important that you know that Rough Greens is something you put on top of your dog food, that you keep the same dog food. But this is your dead dog food now has a live nutritional supplement added to it in Rough Greens, and you should try it. It's free, basically. Rough Greens is offering a free Jumpstart trial bag. You just cover the shipping, use the discount code Armstrong to claim your free Jumpstart trial bag at roughgreens.com, spelled F with two F's, rough, R-U-F-F, roughgreens.com.
Rough Greens supplements the diet with natural antioxidants and anti-inflammatory compounds that help reduce oxidative stress, support immune defense, slow age-related decline, help your dog stay active, mobile, and alert as they age. Go to roughgreens.com. Use that promo code Armstrong. Don't change your dog's food. Just add Rough Greens. Watch the health benefits come alive. Woof.
One final comment on the media stuff. And I wonder about this myself since we do this job, is I feel like a dinosaur anytime I really even mention like the Washington Post or I saw on Face the Nation, because that's not where people are getting their information anymore. But if I, for instance, quit taking that stuff in, where am I getting it? And how many of y'all would, what's our shared knowledge of the world out there anymore? I don't even know. If you could have a dinner party now, especially the younger you get, you could have a dinner party with a bunch of 40-year-olds, and they're sitting at the table. You got like six couples, 12 people. They're all sitting at the table with completely different information, right, about hot top stories. In fact, they would have completely different ideas. If you had them all list what's the top three stories in America right now, it might be all different. And they'd all have completely different takes on it because of their news source.
But I would argue that Face the Nation and the Washington Post do that. That's what they do. They're not the antidote to it.
Well, I'm not claiming they are. I just don't know what to do next. If you got, you know, our audience is all these different couples. Everybody's got a different idea of what the important stories are because of whatever Twitter follower you're into.
Mm-hmm.
Or, website you go to, and then all kinds of different facts that aren't shared by the rest of the people.
Right.
But
contrasting that with those outlets you mentioned, and I would argue they're just another example of exactly what you're talking about.
Mm.
A lot of great stories, important stories to get to, including some gender-bending sanity. The fight against the cruel experimentation on kids gaining ground. Good news on that. Plus, AI has finally really rattled the stock market. Not just driven it upwards, but made people sell, sell, sell. Talk about that as well.
That's a heck of an interesting story. All right, stay here.
Armstrong and Getty. crime is already skyrocketing in 2026. You may already own a firearm, but before you face the financial, legal, and emotional weight of pulling the trigger, there's a smarter option. Byrna. That's B-Y-R-N-A. Byrna makes less lethal launchers that fire tear gas and kinetic rounds designed to stop an attacker for up to 40 minutes, giving you time to escape and call for help without deadly consequences. Their best-selling compact launcher is sleek, slim, and incredibly powerful. About the size of a smartphone, it's ideal for concealed carry, comfortable, discreet, and confidence-building. It fires at 400 feet per second with serious stopping power, enough to shut down a threat fast without the legal and moral complexity of lethal force. Byrna is proudly American. Over 85% of components are U.S.-sourced, and every launcher is hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. With over 750,000 sold worldwide, Byrna is best in class, and it's legal in all 50 states. No background checks, shipped straight to your door. Visit Byrna.com today and find the right launcher for your family. That's BYRNA.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at PlumasBank.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Show. Our First Lady Melania Trump's documentary Melania made more than $7 million this weekend at the box office, mostly from disappointed little girls who thought they were seeing Moana.
We have breaking news at the moment we're on the air. I don't know when you're actually going to hear this. The Trump has signed a bill. The government shutdown is over. Thank God.
That's beautiful.
That was a rough one.
Yeah, I do this for a living, and I saw the other day there's a partial government shutdown. I'm like, there is? I don't care.
Well, it's over now.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, again. So ideological capture, so smart by the neo-Marxists. What they did was they called organizations racist until they controlled the boards or whatever. They blackmailed and terrified people, including the major medical associations, which is really a shame. One of the major pediatrics organizations is completely woke. The AMA, the American Academy of Pediatrics is just completely woke. It's controlled by far lefties. But luckily, not everyone is, and in major gender-bending sanity news, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons released new guidance this week cautioning physicians against performing gender transition surgeries on minors, which is a significant breakthrough, because many of us have long called on major medical associations to tell the truth about these experimental treatments on momentarily confused adolescents. The new ASPS guidance acknowledges that there is insufficient evidence to prove that irreversible gender-related surgical interventions have long-term benefits for adolescents and therefore recommends that surgeons delay gender-related breast, genital, and facial surgery until a patient is at least 19 years old. And they say the association has substantial uncertainty about any positive benefits of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones as well.
Facial reconstruction surgery?
Yes.
Wow. So somebody who's a child getting their, like, bones reshaped on their face to look more manly or more feminine?
Because an activist had convinced them that's why they're unhappy. It's not their underlying psychological problems or autism or whatever. Then blackmailed the parents by saying your child will probably commit suicide if you don't do this. Yeah, that's right. One more quote from this, at least one more. Surgeons should maintain responsibility for, quote, determining whether a minor is developmentally able to understand the nature, irreversibility, and long-term implications of the proposed surgical intervention.
No, that's a, I don't know what you call that, a catch-22 or something like that. A minor can't determine that. That's what being a minor is. You don't have the life experience and judgment to make big decisions. That's why you're not held accountable for crimes the same way or all kinds of different things.
No kidding. Doctors should assess whether the adolescent patient can meaningfully engage with information about uncertainty, alternative approaches, and the possibility that distress or perceived identity may evolve over time. And they go on and on with this, everything that's clear to anybody who's sane. Good for them. Way to go. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons.
Well, since the, if you didn't hear this...
I may get bigger boobs just to thank them.
The first successful lawsuit has happened against a psychologist and a doctor, $2 million, and there's going to be, I think, a flood of these. Some of them possibly being, you know, unscrupulous cash grabs if you figure out, hey, I could go sue the doctor who did this to me, maybe get some money. But there'll be a lot of, you know, legit ones, and if I'm a psychologist who recommended somebody to a doctor for surgery over this, I'd be pretty worried.
Yeah, it's interesting that you went to cash grabs when we're talking about people who have been permanently altered by experimental treatments promoted by
Marxists. I want it to get out of hand, though. I want that. I want it to be so overwhelming and happen so often that people are scared to death to even think about recommending a young person right. get surgery.
Meanwhile, in the last 2 years, the number of adolescents identifying as transgender has been cut in half because it was a social craze, always was, and the idea that kids were mutilated because they were, like, super into K-pop or whatever. It's just, it's obscene because it's the same sort of social contagion. Anyway, AI shaking up the stock market. If you're involved in software and software services, uh-oh.
And the Clintons are going to testify. Want to talk about that?
Armstrong and Getty.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees.
Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio show.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Drinking Habits by Tom Smith, directed by Jeffrey Taylor, is coming to the Riverfront Playhouse. This fast-paced farce uncorks a barrel of laughs as undercover reporters, mistaken identities, and secret wine-making nuns turn a quiet convent upside down. See Drinking Habits January 23rd through February 8th at the Riverfront Playhouse downtown. Tickets are available now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. This message is brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts businesses.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
After months of back and forth, former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will testify on camera later this month in a House investigation into the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. They had little choice in the matter, facing contempt of Congress charges had they refused.
So, contempt of Congress charges would have included a fine and perhaps jail time.
My formative experience in the whole contempt of Congress world was the Eric Holder mess.
Right.
She was just openly in contempt and wouldn't show up and get in both barrels and nothing ever happened.
Right.
The Obama Justice Department decided, man, I don't think we have enough charges against the guy running this place. Or, you know, just went nowhere.
But so the Clintons must have thought that the hammer was going to come down. Anyway, so Bill and Hillary are going to be questioned about the Epstein files in one of those congressional hearings where people shoot off their mouths with all kinds of nutty stuff? Is that what's going to happen there?
Yes, yes, yes.
I think it's just going to be a deposition that's recorded, not a congressional hearing.
Will it be released to the public? Will we all
see it? Yes. That was one of the Clintons' demands. Yeah, I think that the transcript will be released in full.
But so is this a situation where Bill and Hillary think, look, we're very smart lawyers, and we're going to tear this thing apart, these morons questioning us. Is that what they're thinking?
And or we'll just stonewall them. A good attorney knows how to stonewall somebody.
Yeah, but it's not just a legal case. It's politics.
Well, yeah.
You don't want to stonewall in a way that lets everybody think you're guilty.
Do they care?
God, I would think so for your legacy. I would think so.
Yeah, but what in your mind are they covering?
Who covering?
Bill and Hillary. What are they covering up for or stonewalling about?
Well, people stonewall and crap all the time that I think it's a bad idea politically. Might be a good idea legally. Lawyers tell you to always say nothing, and I think oftentimes it really hurts people's reputations because they don't get to say anything about something they're completely innocent of. And I think they'd be better off, like, really refuting this stuff. I don't know who's going to be doing the questioning, but I don't think they've got anything to hide.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. I suspect very strongly this will be a non-event that leaves people saying, yeah, probably could have gone about this a different way. Dragging an ex-president in and all. And I'm no great defender of Bill Clinton.
No, absolutely not. And do I think he was friends with Epstein because probably hot chicks were at parties? Yes. Underage chicks, knowingly? I doubt it.
No, I don't think so. Bill's a horn dog, but smart.
Well, it's just, I don't know. You can be all kinds of horny and wild and slutty and think underage is completely out of bounds.
No, you'd yell, holy yes, and you'd run out of the place.
And that, not just because it's illegal. It's because it's gross.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I just don't think it's much. I was a little slow to come around, but now I agree with you completely. James Comer is a Republican Adam Schiff. He is a grandstanding liar, half-truth teller, clickbait guy, congressman. And it's a shame because the Oversight Committee has some really important jobs. And if a super smart straight shooter was running the committee, I think they could do some real good. I think he's a P.T. Barnum type. Speaking of the issues that divide us in America, did you hear about this? They're holding a hearing in the Minneapolis area about why the administration wasn't complying with court orders to release detained migrants. When did we start saying migrants? And anyway, so the Justice Department lawyer The judge says, why aren't you releasing these people? What's going on? She said, because the system sucks and this job sucks. And if you would please hold me in contempt, then at least I could get 24 hours of sleep. Which is really quite the thing to say in court.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been in the office only a matter of weeks, was still having trouble accessing her Justice Department email to coordinate the response to court orders, and the poor woman is just stressed to death and is buried in paperwork. The system sucks. This job sucks. Wow.
I've said that.
Wow. Yeah. As promised. So this is interesting. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but my
wait a second. It says that on the back of your talk show host card.
On this topic.
It says it on my card, okay. But I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Many topics.
It's what I do for a living. I come in and spout off on things I don't know about.
Where is AI going? Some people are saying, non-event. They're wrong. Dead wrong. Some people are saying robot wolves will hurrying across the landscape and eat us and
by March.
Take our organs. By March. Yes, exactly. I think the reality is going to be probably somewhere in the middle, but the disruptions will be significant. To wit, artificial intelligence tools are improving at a dizzying pace and branching into new specialized areas, and rapidly expanding artificial intelligence capabilities helped to raise $300 billion in market value on Tuesday. Here's what's going on.
Erase. Is that what you said?
Erase. Okay. A drop in value. Yeah. Yeah.
Erase is close to a raise of. So. Yeah.
They raised the building to the ground. I've always thought that was that we got to have a different word than raise, R-A-Z-E.
But the stock market dropped a whole bunch over some AI news.
Certain stocks did. So here's what's happening. The new upgrades from Anthropic and OpenAI can perform tasks in an array of job functions with minimal instructions. I'm quoting the journal now, operating with relative autonomy on a user's computer. Anthropic's new legal tool can review contracts, perform other industry-specific functions, and analysts have suggested that other specialized business capabilities will surely follow finance, customer service, other areas. There are a number of LegalZoom, Thomson Reuters, RELX, which are all in the legal space. Stocks plunged 15%-ish as people are using these increasingly sophisticated agents, they call them. With relatively simple prompts, they can take over a user's computer and use it to write software, make and launch smartphone apps, analyze stock market fluctuations, take over a user's email account, and countless other tasks. So the disruptions have begun.
Yeah, I was disappointed to hear, I mentioned this the other day, that we're in the golden age of the chatbots that's going to end here one of these days, any day. It reminds me of, you got to be old to know this, but when satellite dishes first hit the scene, and I had some friends who their families were rich, so they got satellite dishes when they first came out. You could latch onto a satellite up there and watch anything in the world pretty much for free. And you got to see all kinds of, like, behind the scenes and newsrooms and during commercial breaks, people walking around.
So it was commercial free.
Yeah. I didn't have one, but I had a friend who did. And everything was free. You could watch anything in the world for free. Well, then, you know, that came to a screeching halt when people figured out how to monetize it and everything like that. And then you got to get, you know, your package this and that. And that is going to happen with all these chatbots. One of them is going to decide to put ads in ChatGPT or Grok or whatever. Then they're all going to follow suit. And it's going to be a completely different thing. You're either going to have to pay a lot more or see tons of ads every time you go on there and ask a question. Because currently, I probably use it half a dozen times a day at least. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty awesome. You don't have to work your way around all these freaking ads like you do on Google.
Yeah, it'll be they're paid or ad-supported, right? I don't think... What's the definition of nostalgia?
I remember when nostalgia was fantastic, but that day is over.
Modern nostalgia can't hold a candle to old-timey nostalgia.
No.
You know, I used to think of it as like just a purely emotional state, as opposed to an absolutely supportable perception that that was better than this.
Well, sometimes it has to be true that things were better. Can't always be just the rosy glow of memory, right? Sometimes literally right. true that it had to be better.
So do I have nostalgia for when news was better? Is that nostalgia? Or is that just discontent over time? I don't even know. Anyway, one of the things I'm nostalgic about is back when you would go to a different city in America or a different state, and you would have different things.
Yeah.
You would have different stores, different restaurants, different music, different culture.
My buddy's a private pilot. He talks about this all the time because he goes to towns all over the country. Just rich people need to go to this town either to play golf there or do a business deal or whatever. And he said every town they go to is exactly the same. You leave the airport, and there's the Best Buy and the Home Depot and the
big box hell, I call it, everywhere. Yeah. Well, a charmingly unique bit of culture is enduring in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that I want to tell you about.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe after the break.
We're also going to check in on Savannah Guthrie's mom's story. She's still missing, and it's become quite the whodunit. With new information coming out in the last day or so. Maybe we'll get into that in hour three. Hope you can join us.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com. CharluseTapHouse.com.
Charluse Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charluse Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You know, it's fun to just say the word shaboozy, but he went not far enough in his woke acceptance speech for the woke crowd and is being attacked from the Grammys the other night. We'll get to that, too, in Hour 3.
Something to look forward to. I was right, in a way. I looked up the meaning, the definition of the word nostalgia. A sentimental longing or wistful affection for the past, typically for a period or place with happy personal association.
Yeah, but you looked it up online, which is not as good as back when we used to look it up in the paper dictionary.
Okay. All right. So, but I was right in that, I mean, for instance, because of the changing in media, the change in media over the last couple of decades, radio has been gutted, okay? And there are a lot of changes to the industry. I'm not nostalgic for when it worked better. That's not nostalgia. That's things have gotten crappier. Which I don't think you can probably call nostalgia.
Right. So if I lived in a nicer house 10 years ago than I do now, that wouldn't be nostalgia. It was just a nicer house.
Right. I'm not nostalgic about before I had arthritis. I mean, there's a difference,
well,
right?
Okay, well, then tell me something that is clearly nostalgia.
I think how much fun I used to have playing pond hockey with my friends all the winter long and girlfriends I fell for.
But that was fun.
Riding my bike to the pool.
But it was fun playing the pond hockey, so why is it nostalgia as opposed to that actually was fun? And I wish I could do that again.
Well, it's a sentimental longing for the past because it was fun and nice and good. It's not... It's different than those other things.
But I feel like the emotion's very similar. I feel like.
Same quadrant of your brain, I'll give you that.
I had a cool sports car once that I can't have now because I got kids. And I like driving that car. Is that nostalgia? I don't know.
No. No, I don't think so, not per se. Anyway, this is all a long wishy-washy lead-in to an absolutely charming story about one of the last vestiges of local culture in America. I despise the absolutely uniform big box hell that's spread across the country. Anyway.
Got a TJ Maxx, you got a Best Buy, you got a Home Depot.
You got the same restaurants, the same stores, they all have the same design, blah, 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 blah. Everybody's you know, listen to the, well, actually different music depending on your neighborhood. But so anyway, this is about Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and parking chairs. Not only is it tradition, it's the law in Pittsburgh. Snows there a lot. If you dig out a parking space, like in front of your house on the street, you put a chair there until you can get your car or your wife gets home or whatever, and she parks her car there because you cleared it. It's your space. And it's not, again, it's not just a tradition. It's the law. And if somebody moves your chair, you're probably going to get cussed out, get your face punched, or you can even get a ticket. It's like a civil ticket violation thing. Frequently, the note on the windshield will call them a, quote, jag-off, which is a delightful Midwestern term defined here by the Oxford English Dictionary as Western Pennsylvania slang for a stupid, irritating, or contemptible person.
That's with a G?
That's with a J, as a matter of fact.
No,
J is in Joseph.
But then jag, G there?
Yes, indeed, okay. In the middle. Yes, yes.
Well, not the K sound.
Two F's at the end, if you want to get super thorough about it. Yeah.
I just...
Pittsburgh's mayor, Corey O'Connor, Bigora, said there's a lot of chairs popping up on your street, so please respect the chair law or whatever you want to call it in the neighborhoods, he told reporters last week.
In other words, don't be a jag off.
Don't be one of them. Right, let's see. Yeah, and there are all sorts of charming stories. Oh, it went viral. This gal chopped ice for nearly 2 hours for the family Dodge Caravan, and then she sat down on her chair and had a glass of Pinot Noir, and her daughter took a picture of it and put it up online, and she became Yinzer famous, which is a reference to a Pennsylvania culture, I think.
But, it's like a different world there. I don't understand any of these terms.
Yeah, but how charming.
And then
you try that in a lot of parts of America, you get shot, either if you're one side of that the bargain or another.
You want to talk jag-offs? I mean, come on.
Let's see. Cities accustomed to blizzards have customs for saving a spot. In Chicago, it's called dibs. Boston sanctions the use of space savers after a declared snow emergency. Still, not everyone is a fan. Don't do it, said Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott icily last week. That's some good writing. If I see your chair, it's coming with me and going into the trash. So, wow, in violent, lawless Baltimore, there is no shared culture. There's no common agreement on mores and custom.
Why would you be anti the putting the chair thing there? Well, how long do you get to save a spot, I guess, would be one of the things. Because pretty soon all the spots
will
be taken.
As long as it takes.
Mm.
Yeah. I think that's an interesting contrast, though.
Yeah, I'd say.
In Pittsburgh, they're saying, hey, this is our customer tradition, and you need to respect it. In Baltimore, they're saying, F you, I'm taking your spot in your chair. You want to come at me? Come at me, bees. Bluey, 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 I got my gat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bluey, bluey, bluey.
Right. Welcome to Baltimore.
You got a jag off in your sights, and you ain't going to let him get away.
Oh, boy. You don't want that. The parking chair, like the pierogi, has become a kitschy emblem of Pittsburgh. As comforting as strawberry jello pretzel salad. Boy, that's a Midwestern throwback right there.
Mm.
T-shirts proclaim respect the parking chair. Tiny chairs dangle on Christmas trees. Besides fake Heinz pickles. Heinz, it's a native to Pittsburgh.
Well,
Steelers logos, etc.
That's the culture of Pittsburgh. We'll do another town next Wednesday when we do Omaha, Nebraska, and they're charming.
No, there are no other cities that have a culture anymore.
Yeah.
Their culture is the big box.
It is going away a lot. One thing I liked when I was in Louisiana, New Orleans, there's quite a bit of culture there. I was amazed that they've been able to hold on to as much culture as they have there, because everything is becoming so homogenized. And it sucks.
Mm.
It sucks. Homogenization sucks, kind of. Savannah Guthrie's mom missing. What is going on with that story? The latest. I think a lot of you are following it. We'll do that in hour three.
Armstrong and Getty.
Oh, let's go.
You're still grooving, still connecting, still loving, still turning up, still thriving. You still got it, but your immune system, it weakens as you age. That's where vaccines come in. They help train and strengthen your immune response to fight off respiratory illnesses like flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, or COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Book in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Earn an accredited MBA in as few as 16 months for about $21,000 at University of Maryland Global Campus. Explore 10 specializations, including finance, HR, cyber technology, and more. Plus, showcase the value of your MBA with a comprehensive learner record and digitally demonstrate in-demand skills and credentials to employers. No application fee if you apply by February 11. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.